And you are listening to the Texas Standard. In the United States, over 10 million children live below the federal poverty line, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. It's the lowest child poverty rate in decades, but officials say it's still too high. Bringing it down further is the focus of a new report called A Roadmap to Reducing Child Poverty, which examines whether policy changes could cut child poverty in half in just 10 years. Cynthia Osborne is one of the report's authors. She's also an associate dean and director of the Center for Health and Social Policy at the LBJ School of Public Affairs, University of Texas at Austin. Professor Osborne, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, the goal of reducing the number of children in poverty is worthy in and of itself, but what are some of the broader ripple effects that the public at large may not completely understand here?
Well, child poverty is expensive. It's expensive not just in terms of the dollar amount, which is estimated about $1 trillion a year in costs associated with serving poor families and the outcomes that they're associated with them. But it's also very costly in terms of their health and well-being and long-term development. So it's a problem that if we address early, mm-hmm. can make a lifelong difference for these children.
These are some rather specific policy recommendations, changes that could, if I understand this report correctly, could cut child poverty and deep poverty in the United States in half within 10 years. Can we touch on a couple of these proposals? Could you give us one up front here?
Sure. What the committee did was look at 20 different policies that we have sufficient evidence that says if we do this, we can actually affect poverty. But when we took them individually, not one could move the mark even close to reducing poverty by half within 10 years. But when we combined them together, we found that certain combinations, especially if we increase the earned income tax credit, which helps people who are working to have higher wages. Mm-hmm. If we expand the child care tax credit, if we expand some housing subsidies, we can reduce poverty by half within 10 years. And we can really target those who are in deep poverty, which means that they earn fewer than 50% of the federal poverty line. It's somewhat expensive.
Uh-huh.
It's close to $90 billion a year,
right?
But that doesn't even come close to $1 trillion a year that we think, that we estimate that poverty costs us.
How do you come up with such specific advice? I mean, this is the sort of thing that I've heard policy wonks argue about for years. You know, how do we lift people up out of poverty? These sound like very specific proposals. How do we know that this will work?
That was one of the charges of the committee, to turn toward the evidence of what we know. If we've changed a policy, what is the impact on work and on people's income and therefore on the poverty level? And we used a simulation model that allows us to put this information into a computer system mm-hmm. that demonstrates what the effects will be on poverty and on work and employment once we make these changes.
So you're using a modeling program, basically. You're putting in the numbers and seeing what happens. But quick question, this is awfully ambitious. Cutting poverty in half over 10 years for kids. Have any other countries or any other jurisdictions actually succeeded at something so ambitious?
Absolutely. In fact, the United Kingdom made it a policy goal that they were going to reduce child poverty by half, and they did it in less than a decade. And in Canada, they've just introduced a new child allowance, and they're on track to reducing child poverty by half in even less time. So it can be done. It does cost money. It's an investment. But in the long run, it really improves the health and well-being of the children, and it will save us money.
Cynthia Osborne is Associate Dean and Director of the Center for Health and Social Policy at the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs, University of Texas. She's also one of the authors of this new report, A Roadmap to Reducing Child Poverty. Professor Osborne, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.